We do have a cancellation tonight. The Miller Middle School 7th and 8th grade boys track team was supposed to go out to Ames for a meet today, but due to that impending weather, that track meet has been canceled. Again, the 7th and 8th grade boys track meet in Ames for Miller Middle School has been canceled. The Marshalltown FFA Club is doing a plant sale fundraiser for the next three weekends. Luke Stalzer, treasurer and junior at Marshalltown High School, shares when the sale's expected to start on Friday.
So the doors open to our greenhouse at 4 o'clock. They'll be open to 6 p.m., so you can come in, stop by. On Saturday, we're looking at 10 to 2, and Sunday, 1 to 4. And then same times for week 2, which is May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd.
The final weekend will be Mother's Day weekend, and Stalzer is encouraging people to stop by and get a plant for their mother. With the holiday, he says their hours are a bit different, and they'll actually be open on Thursday, May 7th.
We'll be starting on Thursday, 4 to 6, May 8th, Friday, 4 to 6, and then Saturday from 10 to 2. I'd also like to point out on that Saturday, May 9th, we're doing a thing for Mother's Day. Any kid under the age of 18 that comes in with their mother can choose a planter plant and take home for their moms for Mother's Day.
The funds raised will then go to the FFA chapter, and Stalzer says their big expense is their national FFA convention.
For you guys, if you don't know what that is, it's basically we take a group of kids to Indianapolis, and there's members from all 50 states. It's just a great opportunity to learn more about how ag is there, to connect with other people from around the country.
The sale will take place in the Marshalltown High School greenhouse, which was recently upgraded. Stalzer says it's a great opportunity for the community to see the new greenhouse while also grabbing a few spring colors for your home. The Marshalltown Central Business District is calling on the community to step up Saturday, May 2nd for their annual Team Up to Clean Up. Executive Director Danielle Leakin is inviting people to meet outside of their office, 34 West Main Street, clean up the downtown area starting at 10 a.m. Participants will assist with the cleanup efforts throughout the Central Business District, including streets, sidewalks, and public spaces, helping create a more welcoming environment for residents, visitors, and local businesses. Volunteers of all ages are welcome, and no prior experience is needed. Participants are encouraged to wear comfortable clothing suitable for the outdoor cleanup activities. Cleaning supplies will be provided by the Marshall County Landfill. Yesterday, KFJB shared about the free hazardous waste drop-off day the city of Marshalltown is holding on May 16th. This day is paired with the free large junk drop-off day, which will take place from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Riverview Park, 402 Woodland Street.
So those are just those really large garbage items that, you know, don't fit in your residential can, or you don't take out to the curb because the garbage man isn't prepared to take a couch or something like that. But it's really just large garbage type items, you know, that require some extra effort.
That's Superintendent of the Wastewater Pollution Control Plant, Bob Ranson. He goes on to talk about some of the items they will not take.
Appliances or propane cylinders or tires, things like that. A lot of the similar stuff that we can't take to the hazardous drop-off still apply here.
The city has partnered with the county landfill, and the city will be using some roll-away dumpsters for this drop-off day. The items like appliances that need to be separated, the city cannot take. Those items can still be taken to the landfill. You'll have to check out their website for any fees associated.
Keep in mind that the large junk drop-off, those are for Marshalltown residents only. The household hazardous waste, that can be from outside of city limits, but the city is the one that is hosting and having to pay for these large junk drop-offs, so they'd like to restrict that to just the residents of Marshalltown.
Learn more and see a full list of items you can and cannot bring on the City of Marshalltown's Facebook page or head to 1230kfjb.com. Today officially starts the 116th running of the Drake Relays out on the Blue Oval down in Des Moines. Blake Bolden, Drake Relays director, says strong people are not done throwing around heavy items.
Thursday night, we affectionately call it the Thursday night throwdown because we have world-class hammer throw athletes, world-class javelin throws in our north throwing fields, and we're literally going to see Olympic medalists, world championship medalists on Thursday night in Des Moines.
He says a special part of the track and field event starting today is always seeing the high schoolers compete.
Our distance carnival, so the best high school athletes in the 3,000 and 3,200 meters competing just prior to national level 5,000 meters and 10K.
Bobcat fans will see a familiar face running in the 3,200-meter race, Preston Johnson. He qualified earlier this season when he made a special trip to compete up in Cedar Falls. Learn about all the events happening now through the weekend at GoDrakeBulldogs.com. Authorities are searching for a Cedar Rapids teenager who's charged with 5 counts of attempted murder in connection to the shooting near the University of Iowa campus that wounded 5 people early Sunday. Iowa City Police Chief Dustin Liston says video evidence shows 17-year-old Damarian Jones was fighting with a group of people, got a gun from someone, and during a break in the fight, he walked away and fired 6 times into a large crowd on the pedestrian mall. 5 people were wounded. 3 are University of Iowa students. Police say 3 of the wounded have been released from the hospital. One of the hospitalized victims is a woman who was shot in the head and remains in critical condition. The Iowa City Police Chief says none of the shooting victims were involved in the fight with Jones that preceded the shooting. Iowa's unemployment rate held steady at 3.4% in February. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says there are some signs of tightening in sections of the economy.
Employers shed about 4,400 jobs between January and February, and our labor force participation decreased a tenth of a point.
Townsend says there are also positives in the job market.
We have almost 9,000 more workers in our labor force than we did a year ago at the same time. And the number of unemployed declined in February from a year ago, so that those are both good signs.
The labor force participation rate has been moving up slowly, and she says this drop is not a major concern.
It's only a tenth of a point, so I don't know that you can read anything into it. And looking year over year, we have 11,800 more Iowans with jobs than we did in February of 2025, so that's a good sign.
Townsend says the unemployment insurance claim numbers are another indicator of what's happening in the job market.
I mean, we're down almost 19% from where we were a year ago at the same time. Our continued claims are down 9% from where they were a year ago. So, I mean, fewer people are drawing unemployment, which is a good indication that more people are able to find jobs or find jobs faster when they do become unemployed, which is a good sign.
Townsend says the average duration someone is on unemployment remains less than 10 weeks. She says there are more than 51,000 jobs available on iowaworks.gov. The U.S. unemployment rate increased to 4.4% in February. Yesterday, the Iowa State Fair announced the final show for the 2026 Iowa State Fair Grandstand Stage, with Alabama and special guest Exile coming on Friday, August 21st. The full 11-day lineup for the State Fair is as follows. Thursday, August 13th, Hardy with special guest McCoy Moore. Friday, August 14th, Rod Stewart with special guest Richard Marks. Saturday, August 15th, the Red Clay Strays. Sunday, August 16th, Lainey Wilson with special guest Tiger Lily Gold. That one's already sold out. Monday, August 17th, Stained with special guest Hoobastank. Tuesday, August 18th, TLC and Salt and Peppa. Wednesday, August 19th, AJR with special guest M. Behold. Thursday, August 20th, Riley Green with special guest Mackenzie Carpenter. Saturday, August 22nd, Big X The Plug. And Sunday, August 23rd, Josiah Queen with special guest Ben Fuller. You can get tickets and learn more about the lineup at iowastatefair.org. Coming up, we do have an alert from the National Weather Service about those afternoon storms. What could we get? Coming up after this.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Bruce Weirin. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us at 641-753-4163 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's 1210, clouding up out there at 70 degrees and some strong winds, actually, upwards of 30 miles per hour. Let's go back to our newsroom now with Zach.
The National Weather Service has issued an alert for the storms this afternoon in central Iowa. According to the National Weather Service, majority of Iowa and all of central Iowa is at a slight risk of severe thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Large hail and a few tornadoes possible early, evolving to damaging winds as the storm moves eastward across the state. The most likely areas for tornadoes are the southwest corner of the state. That area also has a higher potential for hail. People can be weather aware by visiting iowa.gov and searching for Alert Iowa, and you can tailor any of those alerts to different areas in the state that you want to stay informed about. Cattle are taking over Campus Town this weekend in Ames for the Campus Town Showdown. Blending agriculture, entertainment, and community in a way rarely seen, the event brings competitive livestock exhibition out of the traditional show ring and into the heart of Campus Town, creating a one-of-a-kind experience where cattle, beef producers, college students, consumers, and all ages can connect face-to-face for a fun experience while learning about the beef industry. Competition begins on Friday, April 24th at the Hanson Agriculture Student Learning Center with a 6 p.m. showman contest. Activities then resume Saturday, April 25th at 9:30 with market beef and breeding heifer divisions. The public is invited to attend both of the competitions at the Hanson Agriculture Student Learning Center and the Grand Drive in Campus Town. Admission is free, and additional details can be found at campustownshowdown.com. Iowa boasts more than 540 public libraries statewide. In addition to 100 more libraries in schools, colleges, and universities, all of which are marking this week as National Library Week. Most libraries across the state not only have a wide variety of books, but many provide programs for youth and adults. Things like book clubs, visiting authors, movie nights, story time, and much more. Libraries are also a great resource for people who may not have a desktop computer, a printer, scanner, or just somebody that might need some help with technology. The governor will soon get to decide whether the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on two-lane state highways will go up to 60. The Senate has given final approval to a bill that authorizes the move. Senator Kerry Gruenhagen of Walcott says the vehicles of today are well-designed for the higher speed.
The speed limit was initially lowered back to 55 back in 1973 to help manage the oil embargo. In 1973, we had station wagons and Ford Pintos. Today, we have seatbelt and hands-free laws. Our vehicles have not only airbags, but crash avoidance systems.
There were 16 senators who opposed the bill. Current Iowa law says the first two tickets a driver gets in a 12-month period for going 65 on a highway where the speed limit is 55 do not lead to a license suspension. If the governor signs this bill into law, that means drivers would be able to get two tickets a year going 70 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone on two-lane highways without it affecting their driver's license or the driver's insurance rates.